Hello, lovely listeners. This is Mel Barrett from the Something's Off podcast on YouTube. I just wanted to say before we begin this episode, thanks for your patience while we've been getting these final Kelsey Fitzsimmons trial episodes ready for you. The trial coverage was so massive that the recordings were actually too long to upload in their original form. To make sure you get the full story without any sort of technical hitches, I've spent the last few days breaking them down into digestible parts. And the good news is that you can expect a huge batch of releases hitting the feed throughout this coming week. If you want to watch the video versions, head on over to the Something's Off YouTube channel. Everything is organized and ready for you in the Kelsey Fitzsimmons playlist. So without further ado...
Okay, Ms. Fitzsimmons, you may resume the stand. I think we're ready for a cross, right? Yes.
You know, as your time as a police officer, that domestic calls are more dangerous. True?
Yeah, it could be true.
It could be true. They're the most dangerous, right? That's where.
Yeah. I go into every call thinking it could be dangerous, but I guess domestics are. If that's a fact, then yeah, sure.
Okay.
Can you just keep your voice up?
Yes, yeah, sorry.
Sure. Well, okay, we'll step back and we'll go with the other one. Every call is dangerous, right?
It could be.
Sure. Well, you have to treat it that way.
Yes.
Right? Because you don't know what you're walking into.
Yeah.
Domestic calls, like we just talked about, can be especially dangerous because you're dealing with people who are sometimes highly emotional.
Right. Okay? That's why you always separate when you get to a scene.
And we'll get to that, okay? And I agree with you that you need to keep people apart.
Right.
You also need to
Excuse me one moment. Yeah, you're going to need to ask closer, cross closer to the mic. Okay. Thank you.
When you walk into a domestic situation, whether it's a restraining order that you're serving, whether it's a call for some sort of domestic violence, right? You walk in there with a heightened sense of awareness. Is that fair to say?
As a police officer, you always have a higher sense of awareness.
Okay. But domestics are kind of a different animal sometimes, right?
I guess so.
And because emotions are involved, true?
Yes.
And sometimes the opposite of love isn't hate, it's anger, and things can go...
I think we think she's credible, Jess.
Is that fair to say?
Sure.
When you're dealing with someone who you know has a mental health past, it can be even more volatile, correct?
Volatile.
Yes.
I wouldn't use that word as it pertains to mental health, sir, respectfully.
There is as a police officer, there is a heightened sense of awareness, right? You're taking all the information in.
In every call.
What
yes.
do you think, Ruby?
Yeah.
She's pretty credible.
You don't agree with me?
No, I do. I agree with you on every call. A heightened sense of awareness is key to being a police officer. So domestic, car accident, anything. We go to work in a bulletproof vest.
Exactly. That's my point.
Yeah, we have to.
When you go to a domestic call, you try to separate people, right?
Yes.
Because if they come together or you can see each other sometimes, bad things can happen.
Right. Yes.
And so when you walk into a domestic violence situation or any situation, right, your first order of business is to keep everybody safe. Fair to say?
Yes.
The people who call, right?
Yes.
Yourself.
Yes.
If you have a partner, your partner.
Yep, the other officers, yep.
If there are family members there, you want to keep them safe. True.
Yes, police officer, your job is to keep everyone, including yourself, safe.
I agree, Cyberchick. Kelsey seems like the most honest witness so far.
So, and if you think there are guns in the house, that is a particularly serious concern for you also, right?
Yes.
For your safety?
Yes.
For your partner's safety?
Yes.
For the children's safety? For everybody, mm-hmm. right?
For everybody.
And you know that, correct?
I know that.
And so you know when you walk into a scene, when you think there may be some mental health issues, that there may be some weapons, that you don't take your eyes off anybody, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So you don't let someone walk into a room by themselves, right?
You shouldn't, no.
You should have it. And I think with Officer Houston, you should be in their pocket, right?
I'm not familiar with that phrase. Did he say that?
He did.
Okay.
Well, if you're not familiar, you should be right near him, right?
Yes.
Because at any point, someone could grab a weapon.
Agreed, Rob.
True.
Use a weapon.
True.
And especially when there's a heightened sense of volatility on someone's calls, right?
Yeah.
Is it just me, or does it seem like the Commonwealth is sort of making the case or the fact that the police officers should have, A, not allowed Justin in the house and his sister in the house, and B, they should have figured out where her guns were exactly before anything else happened? The Commonwealth is not helping their case with this line of questioning, in my opinion.
Yes.
And you know that as a police officer, correct?
Yes.
And that's just kind of common sense anyway, right?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
And you've been trained on that.
Yes.
And so you don't take your eyes off any of the partners, true?
True. Right.
You don't leave them alone.
True.
That's what you're trained to do. That's what you're supposed to do. And that's pretty much common sense of what you do.
That's what you're supposed to do, yes.
Right. Okay.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do.
Now, if there is you are a police officer, so you know other divisions of the forces, right? Like SWAT. You understand what SWAT is, right?
I was a very new police officer. I was only on for about 2 years. I'm not familiar with SWAT. I know what, a little bit.
Okay, so we'll talk about what you know.
Okay.
SWAT is a special weapons tactical team.
Yeah, so I know that. I don't know exactly what their job functions are or what they do.
If you understand that they respond to highly volatile situations that are dangerous.
Yes.
If there is a weapon involved, someone's barricaded, there's an active shooter, they respond. Right?
Yeah, they go to everything that's bad.
Okay. Because they're highly trained to deal with those situations. True?
True. Okay.
Yep.
They're the ones who see guns all the time, see violence all the time, and have to react to a weapon. True?
True. Okay.
Because not every call involves a weapon. Some of them are, like you said, car accidents. True?
Every call is very different.
Yeah. And so, but those guys are trained and picked because they deal with that stuff well. True?
I don't know how they're picked or trained. I know nothing about their training or the process of becoming on SWAT.
Okay, so you know to call them if something happens.
That wouldn't be my job, but my supervisors. But yes, we can agree to that, yes. Okay. They get called to bad things. I know this.
They get called to bad things and have to deal with bad things.
Yes.
And you know that as a police officer, you need to qualify and get trained in order to do certain things. If you're on like a domestic violence officer, and they have to be trained in domestic violence to be in a unit like that. True.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't have that on my department, but I have heard of that on other departments. Like a domestic violence detective would probably be trained more in that sense.
Right, so
yeah.
There's sometimes specialties.
Yes.
That people focus on.
That yeah.
Prepared to deal with.
For sure, which is why they should have had DCF there if there was going to be an exchange where Justin obtained the child. Justin shouldn't have been there. DCF should have been there, and they should have found the guns first. Don't forget to like the video.
Better than other people, true?
Yes.
Okay. Officer Noonan was on the SWAT team. You know him, right? You know that.
I know that now.
Okay. You knew he started in Andover. That's where he began his career.
I knew he started in North Andover.
Sorry, North Andover. And then he went to Lawrence.
Yes.
And Lawrence is really a different
beast
atmosphere than North Andover. You agree with me there?
Yes.
North Andover
does get the flood in of Lawrence.
Sure, there's a crossover.
Yes.
Right? But you know what that crossover is.
Yes, true.
It's not to disparage any community, right? But Lawrence has more guns than North Andover.
I think so. I don't know off personal knowledge, but I would assume.
Okay. They have more gangs?
Yes, that I do know, yes.
They have more drugs?
Yes.
They have more violence?
Yes.
They have more need for people who can deal with that stuff. correct?
Yes.
And you know that Officer Noonan worked in Lawrence for years.
I did know that, yes.
You did know that, right?
Yeah, I did.
And then he came back. Did you say you were on the job or not on the job when he came back?
I was already on the job when he came back.
Okay. And you know he came back from Lawrence, right? And when he came back from Lawrence, it was really, he was the most experienced person on the force at this point, right? From what he had been through?
I didn't know his experiences.
Okay, you knew that he was...
I honestly, thought, I looked at my lieutenants, as that,
well,
for me.
Officer Noonan, back when you were on the job, you looked up to him?
Yeah, I looked up to all the senior officers that were willing to train me or give me any type of advice.
Well, we're talking about Officer Noonan.
He did that, so yes.
Yeah, you looked up to him. You knew he was experienced, correct?
Yes.
You knew he was a by the book kind of guy, that he was going to teach you well.
Yes.
You went to him for that.
I went to him for advice.
This isn't working, Goober Toes.
You thought you knew what you were doing, right? He'd been through the ringer.
He told me, he reached out to me and told me that, you know, he's been on bad calls before and this is how he handles it.
Right. And you appreciated that.
I did.
Okay. And it seemed like that was true with the advice you gave him.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Justin has a different story in your life, correct? Justin.
Okay. Oh, loud.
On June 30th, you had said that.
I just want to make another point. I'm sure you all are on the same page as me. The Goober Toes here is sort of going against what his main witness testified to, which is that he didn't know Kelsey very well, and that she was mostly out on maternity leave. He's now just spent the past 3 minutes establishing the fact that she looked up to him as a senior officer. He helped her out. He advised her, all these things that Noonan said didn't really happen other than one call they were on together. Because of Kelsey's demeanor on the stand, because she's so calm and forthright and not combative at all, Goober's sort of coming off as the bad guy here, in my opinion.
What was happening was a surprise. I don't know if you use those words, but the meaning you gave off was this came out of the room, right?
I was very confused.
You were confused, but and we're not going to get into it, but stuff that happened that weekend before, that Saturday night,
can we get into this? I thought the door wasn't opened.
I was aware me and Justin were in an argument. I was aware the second I woke up in the morning, that's why we were planning to meet.
So it wasn't a surprise that there was some strife between you and him at that point?
No, I knew that. I'm saying I was more surprised about being ditched at the common and the police involvement. Those were
The police had come to your house on that Sunday to check in on you, correct?
I got accused of...
I'm not asking what you were accused of.
They came to see if I was okay. They thought I was in a car accident. I was never in a car accident.
Okay.
You opened the door, Goober.
But they came to you because they were concerned, right?
They thought I was in a car accident.
And on the Monday...
Somebody told them that.
Monday... Well, okay, we'll get back to that.
Okay.
And she's like, all right, bring it on.
On the Monday, you were surprised by this order, correct?
Yes, I was surprised by the order.
And you say that... you have no idea why this is happening.
Right.
You eventually think that your, you know Katie's going to be taken away from you for a short period of time, right?
You say short, and that's fine. But he was 4 months old, and it was 14 days. That's an
good
eternity
job,
for me.
I'll grant you that.
Okay.
I grant you that.
Thank you.
I'll grant you that. Fuck off.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm sure that was devastating to you, right?
Yes, right? Yes.
And it was Justin who was doing that to you, right? It wasn't the police.
No, right.
It was Justin who went to court, who said, I should have custody of that child, correct?
Correct.
And so that's who was doing these things to you, right?
Yes.
So that's who your anger was focused on, right?
I mean, I don't even know if I got to the point of grieving, of anger yet. I don't think I was there yet. But if any emotions... any of my emotions were directed towards somebody, it would be Justin.
Sure.
Yes.
Because you felt betrayed.
I did.
Okay. And
yes, girl, and yes.
You knew he was going to get Caden.
I knew that I had to give Caden to the police, for the police to give Caden to Justin.
You know the police don't take custody of children, right?
I don't know that.
Well, as your time as a police officer, have you ever actually taken custody of a child and left?
I have.
So you're telling this court, you're telling the judge that if there is not a family member to take a child because something happens, that you actually take the child and leave, you don't call DCF?
Well, you always file a 51A after
that. And then they come to the home and they take it, right?
So I guess the call I went on was different. I did end up taking the juvenile in my police car. I drove her to the police station where she met with family members.
Okay, so how old was this person?
She was maybe 12.
Okay, so we're talking about infants, right? You wouldn't transport
her. No, I guess.
You
I
are
guess.
Failing, Goober. You're failing, dude. Move on.
They're sort of being suggested as if they're gospel, which might mislead the witness.
So overruled, but Mr. Bubitosi, can you just allow Ms. Fitzsimmons to complete her answer? And just like all witnesses, I don't want you folks speaking over one another.
Of course.
Thank you.
So you agree with me that DCF typically come together in infant, right?
Yes, I've never personally had a call with.
Well, okay, let's just talk about your career. You said you.
I think so. I can't tell you for sure.
Well, let's just talk about your career.
Let
when did
her
you,
speak.
Graduate the academy, May of 2024?
Yes.
Okay, and you went out on leave on when?
I went light duty while I was pregnant. I was about 20 weeks pregnant when the duty belt didn't clip anymore.
Okay, so, but you went out on February 16th. That was Katie's birthday, right?
I love her little burst of humor.
Yeah, that's my official
leave. I love
leave.
It.
Okay, so 20 weeks, and he was... So you do the math. How many months were you actually on the road?
Okay, let's see. So like 7 months, and then I was light duty. So I graduated the police academy in May of 2024, and I went out on maternity leave February 16th of 2025.
So were you actually just on the road for 7 months?
Light duty, you're not on the road because, I mean, you're pregnant.
Understood.
Yeah.
Understood. And that was your choice to stay in the station and work that way, right?
Yes.
Okay. But you were actually on the road, going to calls, doing the dirty work as a police officer just for 7 months, right?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to jump back to June 30th at the house after the police come, right? You called your mom. You asked to do that and they let you do that, right? There's no prohibition.
You're talking about after the police?
Yes, after the police. Right?
Yes, I called my mom.
And she came?
Yes.
Okay, she came. Now, she's you called her your best friend, right?
My mom is.
Your best friend, right? And so you could have talked to her, correct?
Yes.
When Justin arrived, you knew he came in the house, right? You heard him?
No.
You didn't hear him come in the house?
No.
You knew he was coming to get the baby?
I never expected a police officer to allow the victim or plaintiff
ding, ding,
in a
ding,
case
ding.
To enter the home where the
yes.
defendant is. That,
well, you knew
exactly.
He was a child, right?
Yeah, but I thought that someone, I passed Caden off to walk outside. I never thought, or I never knew Justin was in my home.
You knew he was coming to the house?
I thought they would do it at the school, but yes, I mean, I knew he was going to be in the vicinity. I never expected or knew he walked through my front door.
Mm-hmm.
When you went upstairs, and we'll talk about that briefly. Chest, you called it, correct?
Yes.
Was it locked?
No.
Okay, you just flip it open?
Yes.
When you claimed you pulled the trigger, it clicked.
It did.
It was not around in the chamber.
Correct.
Correct.
There was a full magazine in it, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Well, you used that gun to go shooting on Friday, true?
That's true. That's why I didn't chamber around, thank God.
And when you're doing shooting, when you're qualifying, what were you doing? On that
side. We have a qualification, yeah.
Okay, so you had to do that, right?
Yeah, because...
When you're shooting for qualifying, when you're at the range, how do you hold your pistol?
Two hands, and then there's some where they say use your strong hand or your left hand, you're not strong.
But your typical reflex is two hands, true?
Yeah, that's...
Two hands extended.
That's most of the range day, yeah.
Right, that's your training. That's the safest way to shoot a gun, true? So that's your default?
That's what we do at the range for those 8 hours, other than the one part where you shoot with your strong and non-strong hands.
So on Friday, you spent hours shooting with two hands?
Yes. Yeah, it was Friday, yes.
Well, I'm asking you.
I think so.
Now, you stated that after the police came and you were starting to process this. True?
Yes.
It took a bit for you to process that. You about your life unraveling. True?
Yeah, as I was packing things, it just started to hit me. Like, this is going. Just as I was walking around the house, I just was like.
All those things going, and it's all because of what Justin did.
Yes.
Yep.
Thank you. I have nothing to say.
Great. What was the point of any of that?
No redirect.
Yeah, there's no need.
Thank you.
All right. Good job, Kels. Good job, Kelsey. Good job, Kelsey. You are strong and you are powerful and you got this, girl.
Okay. Aside from what?
The view.
Okay.
Oh, the view.
And all right. So can I see counsel at sidebar along with Ms. Fitzsimmons?
What's happening? We're going to talk about the view again? Stop it. Sorry, guys. Ugh. This shit is crazy. It's over, right? Like, judge could make the decision today. There was no point to any of that. I mean, they just bolstered her testimony against their own witness, Noonan. They just made the case for Kelsey, right? I wouldn't be surprised if the judge was like, okay, I've heard enough. I don't even need to go on The View. Like, not guilty? I don't know. Maybe I'm jumping the gun here. Oh, probably. That was probably the wrong choice of words. The female attorney is one of the most famous attorneys in all of Massachusetts. She was the attorney general for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. She also ran to be governor. Her name is Martha Coakley. She is a badass. I was so excited when I saw that she was going to be helping on this case. I think she would have done an amazing job on direct with Kelsey. I think Bradel did a great job. I just know Martha Coakley's style is very calm, cool, collected, and she covers everything. I was really happy to see Martha Coakley join the team. She is a badass who I voted for when I lived there. And unfortunately, she lost to a Republican named Charlie Baker. I will say he wasn't the worst of the worst. And I'm only saying that because Massachusetts is like a solidly blue state that is they have had several Republican governors. And generally, the Republican governors have been pretty good, like Mitt Romney, Charlie Baker. They were all governors of the great Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Let's see what the judge is saying.
Technically, the defense hasn't rested.
Hold on.
So, you know what? A couple things that we discussed at sidebar. First, I just want to make sure that procedurally we're as precise as we need to be. So, technically, the defense hasn't rested because we have the issue of the view. We're going to, as we discussed that sidebar, what I'd like to do is break until 2. At 2, I'd like a definitive answer on whether the defense still seeks to have me view the location, number one. Number two, I'd like to conduct that charge conference that we spoke of. And three, leave with a schedule as to, definitive schedule as to what will happen tomorrow, which the hope would be that you folks do your closings, and I begin my deliberations.
Whoa.
So let's reconvene. That will give you enough time, Mr.
Yes, Judge. Thank you very much.
All right. So we will stand in recess until 1 o'clock.
So that's interesting. It's almost sounded to me like the judge was like, you sure you still want to do this view? I don't think I need it. That's what I just read in that. Does that sound right to everybody else? Sounds like, are you sure? Like, I don't even think we need to do this. I think I got it. I think I have a handle on this case. Hot mic. I'm just listening.
Will you take me?
Get your next box.
two of those is a.
I think I'm going to have to go back and listen to it. Okay, let's instead of taking a break with them, let's see if we can bump forward a little bit. Wait, why is Kelsey on the stand? Oh, because I'm behind. Okay, he's back.
So,
maybe not.
First time, Mr. Ron.
Break. I think he said they were coming back at 2, so maybe we don't have. Yeah. So we have a good 10 minutes or so. Whew, so much has happened today. I feel like this is the first day I have fully understood. Wait, why does it say the stream ended 56 minutes ago? Is that true? I thought he said they were coming back at 2.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Oh, sorry. Let me see here. All right, hold on. Hush, so loud. Give me just a second, guys. I just want to see if we are still live here. How do I get out of here? Boston 25. Yeah, it says they're still live. Hold on, guys. Kelsey on the stand. Break. Wait, did he come back? Nope, that was the sidebar. I believe. Yeah, we're still on a break. No, why does it say the feed is over? Hold on, let me see. Did we miss something? No, Court TV still has their feed up. All right, we're going to switch over to Court TV, see what happens over there. Let's see. Let me look at some of these comments. Her demeanor is chef's kiss. Agreed. Trying to minimize, Carby Barbie said, trying to minimize 14 days without your infant son is gross. Could totally agree with that. Coffee Cake said, agreed, I don't think he needs to view it, but I think she wants him to view it to show how small everything is, because when she said, if you're more than 5'10", you're going to be too big. I would never know. I would never have that problem. I would never know what that's like, because I am 5 feet tall. I love how she kept stressing she didn't know / expect that Justin would be in the house. It shreds Noonan's narrative that she was going to ninja her way downstairs to get at Justin. That's from Mary Carr. I completely agree, Mary. And I think in this situation, I think it's credible what she's saying. She didn't want to invite, she has a lot of pride about being a cop. She still plans to finish law school. She wants to do this kind of work. She's not going to attempt an aliving by cop, right? I believed her when she said that. I also believed that she just wanted to be on her own with her gun and for them all to leave her alone and for this to be done with. And fortunately for Kelsey, she had 1, 2, 3 different situations where she could have been deceased and she was saved for some reason. I'm not a religious person. I am a spiritual person. I do believe that some things happen for a reason. And to me, it seems like A, when she pulled the trigger and there was no bullet in the chamber, that was one. 2 was when the bullet that actually shot her in the chest went all the way through, because it could have bounced around inside and, you know, killed her instantly. And 3, when the oxygen wasn't working in the helicopter and she still survived it. She also survived, excuse me, she also survived 50 plus days in the hospital, 5 surgeries, and then being sent to jail with a bullet hole wound in her chest, sent home, sent back to jail. Like, someone out there, sister, is telling you that they want you here. And I think we all want you here. I'm so glad you are here. And I'm so glad that Kelsey has the courage to get up and tell her story, because these are not easy things to talk about. It's embarrassing. You feel like a weak person. I'm saying that from experience. Not this kind of experience, obviously. But, you know, I'm really impressed with her grit and tenacity and courage and the ability to share these stories with a general public and to fight for herself and to fight for her kid. Whew, it's a lot. Hey, Jess, I was pushing my earbuds into my ear as hard as they would go to see if I could hear what was on that hot mic. Because it sounded like Bradel's voice and Kelsey. They were kind of being joking about something, but yeah, I couldn't hear what they were saying. Let's see. Framed 4/29/22. I agree. I think the judge can tell how small the bedroom was and that at least part of Noonan's testimony was false. I agree. Aw, thanks, Dot. Thanks for watching the whole thing with Melanie Little and then coming over here. I appreciate that. Melanie Little's coverage is always amazing. I so appreciate her as a creator. I appreciate her kindness and her big heart and her humor and the way that she covers these trials. That's how I first was introduced to covering trials, was through Melanie Little. So I really appreciate her. I'm glad that you finished up over there and came over here. That's very nice of you. Did the prosecutor ask if she had special glasses? TC Nerd said. Oh, it's over. Okay. All right. Well, we'll just hang out for a minute then. Okay. Rob said, seeing the space can certainly call Noonan's memory into doubt or that it is modified to fit his story. I think one of the biggest things that happened today was I think they established that box was not on top of the green chest. And for so many witnesses for the prosecution, they were pushing that, well, they were positing that the gun that she grabbed was in that box, because honestly, for their story to work, it would be much easier for her to grab a gun out of that small box than it would be for her to grab the gun out of the green chest. I was like blown away by that. I had no idea that, because I was assuming that the gun was in that box, the pink box. So Justin should have never been in the house. Darylyn said, I don't think the day is over. I've got court TV up right now, so I'm holding over here. And we will see what happens. But right now, their stream is still up. So we're going to wait and see, I think. Oh, I wish that it would stop cycling through, though. That's really annoying. And they're still live, so I'm going to hold here. If they cancel the view, it's not guilty, TC Nerd said. And I think I agree with that. What is this? A house for ants? Hi, Emily C. How are you, hon? I think it's a house for people my size and Kelsey's size. We are 5 feet tall. Oh, I'm 5 feet tall. I think she might be 5'2 or 5'3. She's like tall compared to me. She brought the political clout. Yes, she did. Yeah, I don't think I heard the judge. Emily, do you know if the hearing is still going on? If trial is still going on? Court TV's feed is still up. Yeah, they have a charge conference at 2. That's what I thought. I thought they were coming back for the charge conference. Okay, thank you. Thank you for clarifying. So I'm going to keep this up over here. Watch party at the Elaine house didn't go well. I'm going to assume that's true. Let's see. It's just the attic area they turned into a bedroom that's low, but there are no other bedrooms in this house. Like, you I feel like the screened-in porch is probably one of the biggest rooms in this house. So screened-in porch, you walk in, you walk up steps from outside to the screened-in porch. You come inside to an interior door, which a lot of houses in Massachusetts are built this way. And you open the door, and when you walk in, there's a stairwell that goes straight up. Oops, sorry. Stairwell that goes straight up. On the right-hand side is the master bedroom. On the left-hand side is the nursery. And then if you take a left at the stairs right there, you're in like sort of the living family room. And then you would walk through to a kitchen. I don't know where the bathrooms are. I know that, let me think. I think off of the kitchen is how you get into the basement, if I remember the pictures correctly. Correct me if I'm wrong. But it's a tiny, tiny house. And, you know, it's like, I that's why the story, I mean, if you think about, you saw how big Noonan was. Like, he's probably crouching in that, you know, landing space because he's huge. TC Nerd said they were hoping to find out if there was a Justin Rock in the front lawn. I don't think so. Not on this one. And if so, I think the judge would have talked about it a little bit more than Auntie Bev did. So, yeah, some of us were right. They're coming back at 2. And that's what I believe. Got to head out for a therapy appointment. We'll be good after this trial today. Thank you, Mel, and everyone for a great conversation. We'll be back if you are still here when I'm done. Thanks for being here. Have a good therapy session. Therapy sessions are the best. Jess said, as someone who lived in a 1,000-square-foot house with infant twins, I'd like to kick everyone commenting on Kelsey's house being cluttered. Same. I have never given birth to a child, but I have been a nanny for infants, and I can tell you it doesn't fucking matter if the house is cluttered. You are doing like a 24/7 job when that baby is born. Like, cut them some slack. Also, she lived with Justin. I mean, the babysitter. Maybe he could have picked some shit up. Why is it her responsibility? Good God. Let's see. Emily said, Kelsey's dad was telling me Courtney Healy, Bradel's paralegal, did so much to save her in the hospital. Oh, wow. Well, that's fucking amazing. I love to hear that. Thanks, Emily. Thanks for sharing that with us. She was battling a lot, so who cares if her house was cluttered? And it is not fully her responsibility if that house is cluttered. Let's see. Kelsey has been patient, held her story until now. So much grace. I agree with that, Pimabo. Dot said, I wanted to be in this chat, though. Her chat is wild. Yeah, her chat probably goes by a little too fast. Our chat's a little bit slower because there aren't that many people in here. I'm surprised. Yeah, Frame, this is a good one. I'm surprised Justin was so brave to be so close to his abuser by entering the house, said in my most sarcastic voice. Whole situation is so sketch. I cannot, after hearing all of the testimony, the only thing I can think is that Justin and his mom and his sisters, they just created this scenario that was so chaotic for everyone involved. And for no reason, none of this had to happen this way. None of this had to happen this way. Dramatic, entitled, audacious, ugh. Let's see. Isn't it, Sarah said, isn't it so scary how many people will circle around a cop, even one who sleeps through a shift drugged up? Yeah. Yeah. Dot is asking, does that mean the scene was tampered with? I don't know if it was tampered with or if it was just the chaos of the scene and someone, you know, threw the box on top of that green chest. And then when Noonan was looking at the room to figure out why he thought he saw what he saw that box and put those two things together in his brain to justify his actions. That's what it seems like to me. I don't know if that's true or not. Or he could have been looking at crime scene photos and that's where the story came from. I'm not really sure. Wait, is there an Ellen Marie Marsh in the chat? Ellen Marie Marsh. Apparently, there are so many true crime celebs in the chat. I am 5 feet in a good way. That is true. But I'm just saying, if I were in this house, it would feel like the perfect height for me because I'm not going to hit my head going through the doorway. I think TC Nerd said, I think that's why Bradle had Kelsey talk about how low the ceiling is and how tall the paramedics are. Then Bradle can argue how tall Noonan is and how he could not be standing up in that room. Yes. I'm not sure Noonan ever said he was actually in the room. I feel like he said he was standing on the landing for a very long time, for most of the time. But I do think that one of the things the judge is going to have to differentiate between the two main witnesses' testimony is, does he think that Noonan went to follow Houston down the stairs? And even if he only took like just a couple of steps, I mean, the way the house is set up, you would only have to take a couple of steps. If people are coming in and out of the front door, you'd see them passing by the steps. So he could have just turned, went down a couple of steps to look to see what was happening. And that's when she got the gun. Hey, Cassie. Yes, that is the Yellen Marie Marsh in the chat. Yeah, Emily. Why would you say nefarious? I didn't say nefarious. I'm on the same page with you, Mary. Let's see. Jess said things moved around out of necessity to get her help and get her out. Yeah, I agree with that. Let's see. Justin gave me weirdo vibes. Yeah, he gave me some kind of vibes. He gave me incel vibes, but... I don't remember the address of the house, Rob, off the top of my head, but if anybody has it, throw it in the chat and we can go look it up. Kelsey had me absolutely in tears at work, Cassie said. I know, me too. Maureen, Cinnamon said, Maureen equals the cop from Dighton into the KR trial. Barros. We love Barros and we love Maureen. I loved Maureen. I want to be friends with Maureen. Yeah, I've been wanting to check out Runkle's. I haven't watched any of the coverage from Runkle yet just because I've been doing this and then also just really busy outside of this. I'm going to go back and watch some of Runkle's stuff. I know he's like a gun expert. So I would tell everybody in the room that we have to go check out Runkle's viewpoints on her racking the firearm. I think I should add that it's not just whether Noonan went down the stairs. I think the other thing the judge has to determine is 17 bullets in the magazine, one in the chamber is normally how their guns are when they're for the cops. That's what they normally do. Kelsey's, however, which they established she had just been shooting with. I mean, the prosecution is the one who established that. She'd been shooting with it on Friday, which means maybe she didn't put a bullet in the chamber because she wasn't planning on using it as her service revolver anytime soon. So she just had the 17 mag. Oh, we're back. Hold on. We're back. So she just had the 17 mag. So she's assuming that she's put one in the chamber because it's her service revolver. So when she pulls the trigger the first time when it's pointed at her head, of course it would just click. Then she would, but Noonan is saying that she tapped and re-racked twice. So, yeah, your guess is as good as mine. I wanted to be in this chat for Maureen. Her facial expressions were so good. Dot said, yeah, we loved Maureen over here. And if you haven't watched it, you should go back and watch because we were just celebrating that queen. Thanks for being here, Star-Shaped Heart. Enjoy your day. I sure did. We Turtle Boy tweeted, we need Maureen. I sure did t-shirts. Yes, we do. All right. Court is back on, but we are just waiting. It's not quite. No one's in there yet. So I will go over when we're just looking at. I think we're looking out a window that has those little spiky bird things on it. So the birds don't rest on the roof and poop on it. Oh, let's see. Jess said, Kelsey's explanation for why no pew in the chamber also makes sense. You don't transport it with a round in the chamber. Yeah. And she had been shooting with it, they said, on Friday, which, again, this is the Commonwealth making the case for the defense. Dummies. They're like, are they all on the level of Adam Lally? Is that what this is? They're just all on the same level of Adam Lally, right? Cassie Baby says, I think the judge will say there's not enough evidence to prove who's telling the truth. He's not going to want to say Noonan is lying. I don't think he's going to want to say Noonan is lying either, but I just think that I think there's enough reasonable doubt in this case. And I don't know. I don't know what to expect from a judge's verdict on a bench trial. So we're all just going to have to wait and see. If you are here and you are hanging out in the chat and you like this channel and this content, please don't forget to go like the video and help us out with the algorithm. It's greatly appreciated. Let's see. I can hear Bradel's voice in the courtroom. I'm going to go ahead and pull this up. Hot mic still. Let's listen in. I'm going to... Emily C. said you have to spend a day with Goober or Lally. Who do you choose? I'm choosing Lally.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. We're back on record on the Kelsey Fitzsimmons matter. All Big counsel head. And the defendant are present.
Okay. Big head, stop yelling at everybody.
So I guess we're going to... Let's start with the view. Mr. Bradel, is the defense still seeking the view?
Your Honor, I don't believe we're going to seek a view. Just a contingent on it. I just wanted to submit to the court what I... And I hope I say this right. It's an agreed chalk of the upstairs, and we wrote. Okay. We put in pen just which room is which.
Okay.
And we were going to just submit that for as a chalk, Your Honor.
Okay. So as a chalk. So.
And I believe it's agreed.
In other words, Jesus man, I'm tongue tied.
He said, "Jesus man."
It is.
I love it.
Is what you're saying that I shouldn't take. These measurements for the truth or something? What is?
Traditionally using a chalk, you know, the witness can talk about it and refer to it, and the court has it for whatever Your Honor's weight you want to give it as the fact finder. And I think what we're saying is that we all trust the court to take it for what it is, which is and I'll tell you a little bit about what it is, Judge. It's MLS listing.
And there we go.
It says, Rob. The statement on the bottom is part of the exhibit, and you can take it for what you will.
Okay, Commonwealth, what's your position on this?
That's fine. We have the small writing at the bottom.
Small writing. You're talking about these square footages?
No, I'm talking about at the bottom, the text on the bottom.
Oh, my God. What are we arguing about here?
This is the diagram itself below.
Yeah, the floor plan created by?
Yes, that.
Okay, I see. Measurements deemed highly reliable, but not guaranteed. All right. So why don't we just strike that? And
no, I like
that. Oh, you like that?
And then it can be an agreed exhibit. I have no problem with it.
Okay, you like that? I apologize. I'm losing steam. All right. So you want to keep that in. We'll just mark it as chalk. So why don't we do this? And you want the version that says baby's room, KF's room?
Yes, please.
Okay. Why don't we mark it for ID at least, and then I'll use it. But this is helpful. I think it's more helpful than a view.
But Lally's easier to make fun of, Emily.
From speaking to, you
to his face.
Sidebar: that room is going to look nothing like it did.
We agree.
The bedroom. So
we're gonna waive the view motion, Judge. And I appreciate all your consideration you gave it. And we're gonna rest.
Okay.
Oh.
So
defense rests.
All right, so Mr. Royan, that's Exhibit H is the floor plan chalk. And I'm just gonna deem the motion for view withdrawn.
Yes.
And the defense rests. Does the Commonwealth seek to present any rebuttal evidence? Okay, so the Commonwealth rests. Let's talk about. Right, so I'll take care of that.
Judge, if I may, just for the record, I read my motion for required finding. Otherwise, if we get into this conference, I'll probably forget later. So okay. I just want to do that now. Waiving argument. Thank you.
And I'm sorry, what was the last part?
No argument, just relying on the paper again.
All right, so the oral motion for required finding at the close of all the evidence is denied.
Thank you.
No directed verdict. Again,
let's talk about,
Commonwealth does not have a rebuttal. They chose not to.
The charge conference, I guess. And,
so we're going to talk about charging.
I disseminated some proposed law related to the elements of assault by means of a dangerous weapon. And it's been marked as Exhibit C. If you folks had an opportunity to take a look at that.
Have fun, so Amy. It was a blast today.
Any additions, sorry, subtractions, guys, objections, et cetera, modifications?
No. Not really. I just want an observant, Your Honor, where I don't necessarily see it in writing that an assault can be committed in either of two ways. I just wanted to be clear that the Commonwealth need only prove one or the other.
I am, but your point is well taken. What I tried to do is I tried to take my jury instruction and make it more applicable to here. But yes, I think we all agree that under the two different theories, the SJC actually said not to use the term theory. They're two different types of assaults. It can be either or. Surprisingly, I didn't realize that it wouldn't need to be unanimous by the jury. Okay. So other than that,
interesting.
That's duly noted. Defense, your view of the law of the case?
We're fine with this, Your Honor. And I do acknowledge that it's two theories and it can be proven either way.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
All right. That's great. So let's talk about tomorrow. Let's talk about closing arguments. So we'll reconvene in the morning and 30 minutes each side for closings. You think that should do suffice?
Okay. That's plenty. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, fine, Your Honor.
All right. And I'm not going to have a buzzer or you're not going to, like a trap door, you're not going to fall through and end up in the basement somewhere. But I'll diplomatically and gently warn you when you're getting close. All right. All right. So
you've got 1 minute
while
left.
We're talking about closings.
So John Adams,
I don't want,
if you know, you know,
I want there to be some ground rules. And the main ground rule that I have for this trial is that there should be no gratuitous character assassination, okay, by anyone, either side. It's not helpful.
Good job, Judge.
This is a straightforward case. Did the Commonwealth prove beyond a reasonable doubt that
I don't think
the defendant
so.
Committed an assault with a dangerous weapon? The stuff that happened before and after, even, not to be cold, callous, and uncaring, are not before me. And it's just not helpful to have either side throw in gratuitous comments about.
Okay, so what he's talking about is the before, which is Bethel, Maine, and the bachelorette party, where Justin alleges that Kelsey punched him, and Kelsey alleges that she wanted him to stop doing drugs and being so drunk, and she had just woken up, and they got into a fight. I don't know if there was a physical confrontation or not. He does not want that coming into the closings. He also doesn't want what Justin did by breaking into the house and stealing a bunch of Kelsey's shit including her laptop and banking information, and then closing out her accounts and changing the beneficiary, that's all going to be saved for family court. So this is going to focus solely on what happened in that house and in that bedroom on this day. That is what he is going to be ruling on. I think that's probably smart.
Someone's character. Obviously, you'll argue credibility, believability, but I expect you to stay within the bounds of what would be expected at any trial. After the closings, we'll stay on the record, and you folks will just note your contentment with the exhibits. I think, is there 100 of them?
Close to 100.
98. Okay. So, 98 exhibits will come up along with, you'll send up on as well, Mr. Bruin, Exhibit C, which is the law, and Exhibit, I've already, H, which is the floor plan. So they'll be just like in a jury trial, after you folks have noted your contentment, our court officer will bring it up to me, them up to me. I will deliberate. I have no idea how long or short of a period of time that it will take me.
I love this judge too.
Plan would be is, so let's say that I begin deliberations at 10:30. What I likely would tell you at that point is, let's plan on reconvening at 2:00. Tomorrow afternoon, and then I will let Mr. Ruane know if that target is going to be successful or not. I obviously am going to take as much time as I need to reach a verdict. So it may be Friday morning or something. So you folks should make yourselves available.
Okay.
As I said, I intend to announce my verdict here in open court. Give some explanation as to why I reached the verdict that I reached. Okay.
So we might get it tomorrow. We might get it Friday. It sounds like. Emily, I would be totally down to do a roast of Justin.
No, thank you.
Defense.
What time did you want to reconvene in the morning? Or?
I'd like to start at 9:00. And
okay. Sure.
Is that doable for everyone?
Okay. Agreed. His demeanor is similar to Yannetti's.
This may be obvious, but so the sequestration order is done now, is vacated. Okay. So
thank you. We're going
to ask folks that. Are folks that were subject to the sequestration order are no longer subject to it. Can come in and
roast and his mom. Yes.
And watch the closings or et cetera. All right. All right. Thank you. We'll stand in recess.
All right.
Well, okay. All right, Kelsey, you got this, girl. You did a great job today, sister.
Thank you. Out of the courtroom. Thank you.
So proud of you.
Oh, did you hear that? Martha Coakley.
All right.
I'm so proud of you.
Yep.
Let's listen.
All right.
I just would like to have maybe a few minutes. So Martha, I'm gonna do you need it? Okay. Yeah. I did. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for reminding me. I always
Okay, I can't hear. We'll have to go back and listen at some point. Woo! Okay, let me get this out of my ear. Well, you guys, our first trial together. That was very interesting. I love a bench trial, apparently. And what do you mean, TC Nerd? This is not a volleyball game. My people play softball, my friend. I am proud of Kelsey for what she did. She is a baby in my eyes, and what she did today took a ton of courage, and she had to remain calm. She was emotional, but not overly emotional. Like, the things they ask female defendants to balance in a court, especially when you're on the stand, is so difficult, right? Don't be too emotional. Show some emotion. Don't yell. Don't look angry. Don't do blah, 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 blah. She handled that so perfectly. And I'm really sad that her law enforcement career was cut short in the way that it was. And I do hope that she goes back to law school. And I hope that she gets her law degree, and I hope she becomes a lawyer, because I think she will be an excellent lawyer. And she has Tim Bradle and Martha Coakley to mentor her. And I just want her to be able to start her life over again, because I think a lot of you in this chat know, based on our ages, that you start life over several times throughout your journey, right? You go through these horrific lows, only to get to these amazing highs, only to fall and get these horrific lows again. And that's basically what we do for our lifetime. And if you can take those horrific lows and turn it into something that is experience and a positive thing, I think of anyone that's involved in this case, Kelsey can do that for herself, just the way that Karen is going to as well. Karen's is going to take a little bit longer, I think. But with Kelsey, she has a moment here. And I think the judge is going to see that. I'm going to go ahead and make that prediction. I think it's going to be a not guilty. I think the judge sees it. I think a lot of people in that courtroom see it. I think even her detractors can see it, and that frightens them too. She is going to make this into something. I guarantee you, in 10 years, we're going to be hearing Kelsey Fitzsimmons' name, because she's going to be defending clients just like her. And I really hope that's what happens for her. And I hope that she is able to reconnect with her son and have a good relationship with her son. I hope that the family court situation, Ruby, just because what I'm saying isn't interesting to you doesn't mean other people don't find it interesting. God. I hope that the family court situation doesn't get too out of control. And I know that that's, you know, wishful thinking, because family court is horrendous and messy. But I feel like Kelsey has a good case here, and she seems like she's a good mom, even though she was only doing it for 4 months. So that's what I have to say about that. I think, in my opinion, my gut, not that my gut's always right, obviously it's not. I was wrong about Corey Richens. I was leaning one way about Brian Walsh. But in this case, I feel like the most genuine person who took the stand was Kelsey Fitzsimmons in her own defense. And she told her story finally, and she told it well, and she didn't get rattled. And I just think that if she is given a second chance, she's going to take it, and she's going to run with it, and she's going to have a beautiful, amazing life. And she will be able to look back on these moments and draw strength from them. And she will also be able to teach other people how to be strong and how to get past something like this. Okay, I'm getting a little bit teary-eyed, so I think I'm going to stop. Anyway, let me go through some of these comments. Kelsey is a formidable, credible person. Has she been decommissioned? I don't know. Emily said she had the look perfect too. Pretty put together, but not in the way that freaks dumb people out. Exactly. I love it. I do like it when she's wearing her like studious glasses. I take her very seriously in those glasses. She did. Yeah. Dot said that she agrees with Emily. She looked like a lawyer today. Agree. And her kick-ass family court attorney. That's what I've been hearing. Let's see. Yeah. Julie Hess is her family court attorney. I don't know much about Julie, but I do hear that she is a badass. Let's see. Heartbreaking. I don't know. Maureen was pretty authentic. Maureen was fucking amazing. And I wish that Maureen gave herself more credit too. Like when she was like, I don't know, my job is I'm a stay-at-home mom, I guess. And I'm like, Maureen, not only are you a stay-at-home mom, you also owned your own business. You're now retired. you put in all of the work, Maureen. Give yourself some credit. Women, we have to give ourselves more credit sometimes. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, Darley says. Do all of Justin's siblings live at mom's? TC Nerd wants to know. I have no idea. D Cool said, I hope admitting in court she had self-ending thoughts and took actions toward that doesn't hurt her family court case. I don't think it's going to hurt her family court case any more than Justin's drug addiction and alcoholism and violent outbursts are going to hurt him. I don't think they're going to take the baby away from them both. I think that Kelsey, I think that family court is going to take into consideration that Kelsey was suffering from postpartum depression. And with postpartum depression often comes unaliving thoughts. And then when you are thrust into a situation like Kelsey was thrust into, where her entire world fell down around her within a matter of about 3 minutes, I think that they're going to take that. I hope that they're going to take that into consideration. I don't know. I don't know. Research shows defendants with glasses get more passes. I love it. Samantha Beningo did a takedown of Noonan in his testimony in a new video. I saw that. I started watching it. I'm only halfway through it, Pamabo. I was hoping she was going to do that. He, like, I don't know if you guys were here with me yesterday, but I could not stop watching his masseter, like, clenching that jaw the entire time, licking the lips, coughing, all that stuff. I know that's all, like, it's not science, like seeing someone's facial tics, but to me, it says a lot about a human being. Let's see. Jess said, I see her advocating for change to loopholes that allow a child, especially a baby, to be removed from a parent without allowing that parent to be heard. Yeah, I can't even, I still can't get over that. Emily said, yes, Justin's siblings all live at home in a 3-bedroom house. Caden and an adopted daughter. Hello, 30-year-olds in bunk beds. Oh my God. Yeah, Darley said police should have taken precautions as well and had proper support there. Yep. They should have had mental health support. They should have had someone from DCF. Justin should have never been let in the house, and they should have figured out where the guns were right off the bat. And they failed at all of those things. And they failed at paperwork again. Come on, you guys. What the fuck is wrong with the Massachusetts State Police that they can't fill out reports properly? Or that the North Andover Police doesn't even fill out a report in an officer-on-officer shooting? What is wrong with these guys? Lazy. Dot said, I'll say it again. Justin's a loser. You're a loser, brah. Kelsey was wildly out of Justin's league. I completely agree with that. I have a hunch she stands out among that whole group. It's very reminiscent of Karen Reed. Yeah, I think that one of the things that I did get from the Michelle Mitchell testimony is she seemed a little jealous, like angry. I would assume that Kelsey probably gets that a lot amongst her friend group, which is sad. Let's see. Okay, y'all. So it sounds like we are back on at, I have a normal schedule with you all tomorrow. So I'm going to be streaming at 9 a.m. for closing arguments. And I guess we'll be on verdict watch for the rest of the day after that. So it's probably going to be a very short morning. But I will make sure that I am watching for the verdict. I hope the judge gets it done tomorrow. I don't want to wait until Friday. I'm sure you don't either. I'm sure Kelsey doesn't either. Or Noonan, to be fair. Sorry. Let me read this quote, this comment. Emily said, I talked to someone close to the case. Apparently Justin did a lot of love bombing in the first few months of their relationship. That makes absolute sense. He is a stereotypical narcissist with mommy issues, in my not so expert opinion. Okay. We are going to be back tomorrow, 9 a.m., covering closing arguments in the Kelsey Fitzsimmons case. I think it was a really interesting day. I'm so glad you all were here with me. Sorry we were a couple of hours behind, but I think it went pretty well because we ended up being exactly where we needed to be at 2 p.m. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the tips that came in while I've been sitting here for 3.5 hours. Thank you for the memberships. Thank you for liking the video and subscribing and sharing it with your friends on social media. I really appreciate y'all. We're really trying to move up in that algorithm. like I said, there are a lot of really big channels out there. And I, Rebecca and I talk about this all the time. We're like, man, if we had put our readathon series on YouTube in the during the second trial when it was really starting to ramp up. I mean, we put out 100 and I think it was like 100. She put out most of them. So I think I want to say she put out like over 100 episodes until I came along, and then we put out maybe another like 20, 30, something like that. What I'm thinking about doing, and I wanted to run this by you all, for those of you who are still here and who are familiar with the readathon, which we had behind a paywall on Patreon, but I really wish we had done it like we're doing it now on YouTube. Yes, we are together for the closings. Yes. Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. I'm thinking of taking all of our, because most of our readathon stuff was audio. So like for podcasts, just audio podcasts. I think I'm going to go through the Riverside and pull all the video and the audio from our readathon. And I'm going to make it sort of an archive on this channel. What do you guys think about that? Let me know if you would want to listen to that. If you've already listened to it, I don't know. But I just feel like we did a lot of work, and people are like, who are you guys? And it's like, well, we've been around for a while, but maybe just not in this, you know, format. So I just want, I guess, want to share it, because that's how Rebecca and I really started to realize that we were great, you know, co-hosts for each other. And then we have a lot of really interesting debates about these trials and these cases, especially Karen Reed, because that's where we kind of melded. So let me know what you guys think about that. I'll try to put it in the posts also in our, on our community page. Let's see. Yes to the readathon. I would listen to it. Well, I think Courtney, I'm going to actually try to put up the video, because when we recorded the readathon in Riverside, you record video every time you do one of those. So, yeah, I think it might be a nice little archive. So I'll let you know. I've been talking to Rebecca about it. We've been talking about it. And it was actually our good friend Jimmy / Auntie Deb who suggested we do it. And I think he's very right about that. Okay, so I will see you all tomorrow at 9 a.m. Thanks again. Please don't forget to like the video on your way out. Hey, Nefarious Shenanigans. Happy to see you here. Sorry, sadly, I'm signing off. Don't forget to like the video on your way out. Please don't forget to share. I know I keep pushing this. I am not a salesperson. You all know that. And I'm not trying to sell you on anything necessarily. I'm just trying to get the channel moved up in the algorithm and to make a little bit of money so that I can survive. Because my partner, Lindsay, yesterday we were in the house together. She works from home. I work from home. We were in the house together and we did not see each other until I think it was like 5 or 6 o'clock last night. The same thing is happening today. She had a really big interview today that I can't wait to hear all about. And I haven't seen her and I haven't been able to talk to her about it. So here I go. Okay. Love you all. Thank you all so much. We really, really appreciate you. Rebecca will be back soon. I'm not sure she's going to be back. I can't remember what day she's coming back, but I don't think it's going to be tomorrow or Friday. But I will let you know when it happens. And until then, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And we will see you tomorrow. We'll be right back.